These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 18th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Last week, privacy advocates warned that a note in iOS 13 mentioned that the Safari browser uses Chinese company Tencent's Safe Browsing System, along with Google's Safe Browsing Program, in order to warn about malicious web pages. Both systems may log IP addresses in the process. Apple says that the safe browsing providers send a list to the Safari browser, which never shares the actual URL you're visiting with the safe browsing provider. The list is only received from Tencent if the device's region code is set to mainland China. Otherwise, it's from Google. Johns Hopkins cryptographer Matthew Green, however, says that while Google uses hashes for URL matching, sometimes Safari may ask Google for more matching hashes, which could reveal the IP address to Google. It's unknown how Tencent handles requests, but it may do the same. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jason Rossi announced that the Strategic Automated Command and Control System, or SACS, has moved to a highly secure, solid-state digital storage solution as of June. Previously, the system ran off of 8-inch floppies on an IBM Series 1 computer circa 1970s or so. SACS is one of many duplicative systems used by U.S. Strategic Command to send emergency action messages from nuclear command centers to forces in the field. Yubico launched Yubico Login for Windows, which lets its YubiKey hardware security keys be used as a login factor on local Windows operating system accounts. This does not replace a Windows account password, but it does provide a second authentication factor. The app works on Windows 7, 8.1, and 10, and has previously been available for macOS and Linux. Google is temporarily increasing the amount it pays for discovery of exploits in site isolation. It also expanded its vulnerability reward program to include bugs in the Blink engine that Chrome uses to render HTML. Chrome 77 strengthened the protection, which is meant to stop one website from accessing passwords or other sensitive data from another site that's accessed through the Chrome browser at the same time. In Chrome 77, site isolation added protection for exploits coming through a compromised Blink rendering engine. In addition, password-triggered site isolation has now been enabled for 99% of Android devices running Chrome, as long as the device has at least 2 gigabytes of RAM. Researchers at BlackBerry's security subsidiary Cylance discovered obfuscated code embedded within a WAV file. Upon opening the WAV file on a host machine, the file extracts a DLL in memory and then extracts a Monero CPU miner. The file is embedded in the WAV using least significant bit, or LSB, steganography, which embeds the malicious information across the rightmost bit in an individual byte, causing the WAV to sound either like a normal recording or white noise while still delivering the payload. The UK has decided not to go through with a plan to require internet users to verify their age in order to view adult content on the web. After delaying the scheme several times, the UK's Digital Secretary Nicky Morgan said the government will focus on protecting children online through their proposed online harms regulatory regime. Finally, Apple introduced the fraudulent website warning to Safari in iOS 11 using Google Safe Browsing. This on-by-default anti-phishing keeps a database of truncated hashed URLs identified as potentially fraudulent on a device. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.